all welcome to Congress 2021. The siege is over. I want to thank God for our father and our mother in the Lord, Pastor and Mommy Adeboye, for the privilege we have to be with you at this Congress. We are starting the Congress, and I believe the Lord is starting with us on a very, very, very high note. Now, when we carefully reflect on where we're coming from and how far God has brought us, it is only fitting that this Congress should start with praise and giving of thanks. And hymn number 21 in the Redeem Hymn Now, I believe it's a good place to start this Congress of the Siege is Over. So, war rise to sing now, praise my soul, the King of Heaven. As we sing that song, I'd like you to reflect on the wordings of the song so that we will sing it in appreciation and then go into prayers. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. To his feet your tribute bring, ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. Go like these, praise you sing. Praise him, praise him. Praise the everlasting King. Shall we sing together?
Thank you.
must start by giving thanks to the God of grace for his grace, for his mercy, and for his favor over the years, and particularly for this year. Let's lift our voices and just give him praise, give him praise. Thank him for grace, thank him for mercy, thank him for favor. It's not everyone who has enjoyed these great things from God. You and I have enjoyed them. We've enjoyed plenty of grace, plenty of mercy, plenty of favor. Let's go ahead and give him praise. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Father, we thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for favor over the years, particularly this year. It's been a year full of challenges, ups, downs, confusion here and there. But Lord, your grace, your mercy, your favor has shielded and kept us. Lord, we are thankful. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Let's let him know that we're not taking these things for granted. It is not everybody who deserves them that got them. For you and I got them free of charge from the Lord. So let's give him thanks. Let him know that you are grateful. Grateful for mercy. Grateful for grace. Grateful for favor. Grateful for all those things that money cannot purchase. Let's say, Father, we are grateful for what money cannot buy, that you gave to us freely, 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 freely. The lines of the song we just sang, he said he rescues us from our enemies. From the line, he said that he gently bears us. When you look at the way God has dealt with you, this year in particular, you can see his gentle hand carrying you from place to place, rescuing you from enemies you know and enemies you do not know. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks. As we continue to thank the Lord, let us also give him thanks for previous years of the Holy Ghost Congress. Year after year, God has been showing himself mighty, and at every point, he honors his word at the Congress. There is always something in the mind of God when he gives a theme for the Congress. And as we go through the year following that particular Congress, we see him fulfilling his words. I'd like you to thank God. Lift your voice. Let him know you are grateful. Appreciate him for all the years that we have seen in the past. Various Congress. And remember the very last Congress, it is time to fly. Many of us have experienced the hand of God giving us speed this year as the result of that Congress. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him thanks because he has always honored his name, honored his word, honored our gathering, our presence together every time we come for the Holy Ghost Congress. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Let's thank him that we're here again this year. It's not everybody who desires to be around that is around. But you are around, I am around. Let's give him praise. Let's see, thank him for seeing us through to the point of this particular Congress. God has been faithful, God has been good. Good to you, good to me, good to your family, good to his church. Let's give him praise. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. He is worthy of thanks. He's worthy of thanks. He's worthy of our praises. Let's let him know that we are not taking any of his doings for granted. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank him for all your neighbors, all your friends. Thank him for everyone around you. Thank him for even those standing by your side now. Some of them you've not seen in a long while. But today, they are standing with you to together to appreciate God. Why don't we give Him thanks? As we continue to thank God, let's go ahead and thank God for our daddy and mommy at Eboye. God has been very, very gracious to them. Their life has demonstrated grace. Their life has demonstrated mercy at work. Let's thank Him. It's been a particularly trying year, but God has sustained them. God has sustained them. Let's thank God for His sustaining grace, for His sustaining mercy upon the life of our daddy and mommy, Pastor and Mommy Adeboye, that God has shown so much grace, so much mercy, and we can learn, we can see what it means to enjoy grace and enjoy mercy from their life. Shall we just lift our voice and thank God for their lives? Let's thank God for their lives. God has been faithful. God has been good. God has been kind. Let's let Him know that we are really, really, really grateful for that their mommy, every member of their family. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Let's thank God. Open your mouth and appreciate the Lord. Thank you, mighty God. Pray that the Holy Spirit will empower every man, every woman who has one thing or the other to do during the Congress. That no one will fail, no one will fall, no one will falter. Everyone will walk with fresh power during this Congress. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's go ahead and pray that we will see the power of God at work in a way that we have never seen it at work before. Father, we are praying that everyone, Lord, who is a part of this Congress, whether ministering openly or behind the scene, you will clothe them with power. You will empower them. You will use them. You will prepare them. You will make them vessels unto honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you will make them vessels unto honor in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Now, let's go ahead and pray that God's mercy will reach and meet everyone at the point of their need, wherever they are in the world, who is a part of this Congress. That God's power, God's mercy will reach them. Everything God must do in their life this week to sack and put off every seed, God will be at liberty to do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we pray that you will show yourself mighty in the life of every man, every woman who is a part of this Congress. Wherever they may be in the world, they will know that indeed this is a Congress that is meant for them. As everyone, Lord, participate with expectation, oh Lord, meet everyone even beyond their expectations in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Father, we bless you. Just show yourself, own the Congress, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed.
Amen.
If you believe God is answering your prayers already, say a bigger amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the theme of the Congress is the siege is over. We'll be praying particularly about that theme now before we round up. But let me just remind you that a siege is a prolonged attack or threat of attack. A siege is a prolonged attack or threat of attack. A siege can be on a nation. A siege can be on a community. A siege can be on an organization. A family can be under a siege. And an individual can also be under a siege. Now, siege could be aimed at marriages, health, finances, career, and so on. Once an attack is planned or launched and it is prolonged, then a siege is already in place. And any anything that can attack you in any way, in any form, can also lay siege against you if the attack is not dealt with on time. That the goal of any siege is simple: keep you under fear, lock you down, and ultimately ground your life to a complete stop. That's the ultimate of every siege. Make sure that you can't move anymore. You are living under fear, you are already locked down, and then you are grounded to a halt. Ultimately, the only one who can sack a siege is God. God is the one who can dismiss a siege. Now, for our Congress this year, God is saying, the siege is over. So everything that keeps life grounded, or keeps people under fear, and everything that has locked down your life, your business, your marriage, God is saying he has sacked them. He has called them off. The siege is over. That is very, very, very prophetic. But it's not just prophetic, it is a prophetic decree. It's a prophetic decree. Now the key question is, when God gives such prophetic decree, how do you strategically give into what God has said? And that's where our prayers will be coming from. Now, to be able to see what we can do to key into such strategic prophetic decree, there are three examples I want to put together in the Bible. The first one is the siege of Samaria, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24 to chapter 7, verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 24 to chapter 7, verse 20. The second example is the siege of Judah during the reign of Jehoshaphat. The siege of Judah during the reign of Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles chapter 21 to 28. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 to 28. The third example is the siege over the life of the man called Prodigal Son. The siege over the life of Prodigal Son. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 24. Now, from a combination of these three examples, there are a couple of strategic things that we find that we can use to pray that will enable us to key into what God has done to sack or to lift any form of siege in the life of people. So let's go over them one after the other, and then we will pray. Now the first thing you must notice, if you look at the three examples, is that by the time the siege was over, for the people to key into it, they must first of all get to a point where they are no longer satisfied with the status quo. They were not satisfied with the situation anymore. So long as you pamper your situation, even when God said the siege is over, you will not key into it. So you are going to rise with me now and say, Father, make me uncomfortable with the present status of everything that is grounding my life. Let me pick a prayer point again. Father, make me uncomfortable with everything, every present status, and the status of everything that is grounding my life. Shall we go ahead and pray? That you will no longer be satisfied. Now that God said the siege is over, then I cannot remain satisfied with the status quo anymore. God, anything you will steer in me to be angry, to be dissatisfied about the status quo, about what is keeping me down, I revolt against it. In the name of Jesus, I steer up my spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus to rise against the status quo of being grounded, of remaining where I am. I can no longer be where I am. Those four lepers said, we must go. If we will die, let us die. Because they just said to themselves, we don't have any option again. If we go back to the city, we'll die. If we stay here, we'll die. If we go forward, we can live and we can die. So let's go forward. They were not satisfied anymore. Until the prodigal son became dissatisfied with his state, he was not ready to give into the freedom and liberty that God has given him. Father, in the name of Jesus, make me uncomfortable with the present status of everything that is grounding my life. Cry to God for yourself. Cry to God for yourself. I don't want to be satisfied with it. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't want to be satisfied with it. Not anymore. Not anymore. Just quiet and cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now I'd like you to pray for your neighbor. Even if you don't hold on with anyone, just look in their direction and say to them, I'm praying for you today and interceding for you that from today on, in the name of Jesus, you will no longer be comfortable with everything that is crowning your life. You will no longer be comfortable with your fear. You will no longer be comfortable with your shame. Everything that the enemy is using to lay siege on you, you will no longer be comfortable with it. Go ahead and pray for your neighbor. That's what intercession is all about. I need fresh faith today. I need stronger faith today. Some of you, because you have stayed long under the siege, the fear that has come upon you has overtaken you. But now God is saying, the siege is over. You must rise. You must rise. So ask God, Lord, I need the grace to rise. I need a fresh faith to rise. I need a stronger faith to rise. And line up now that you have saved, like an eagle waiting for the east wind. Lord, now that the wind of your word is blowing, help me to rise with it, to rise with it, to seize the moment, to seize it in faith, to seize it in faith, and take all the things I need to do, necessary steps that I need to do, so that I can line up with what you are saying. I need to take steps to act in line with your word. Now is the time. Now is the time. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Pray for your neighbor, Lord. Help is my neighbor. Help is my neighbor, Lord. Oh, give me, give her strong and fresh faith to rise up and line up in agreement with what you are saying, so that their spirit would agree that indeed now is the time that the sea is over. Help, Lord God, each one, Lord God of us, to agree with you that it's no longer time to pamper the sea, but to rise above it, to rise above it in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, the third thing that is strategically important is to take steps to act in line with what God has said. Sometimes we don't act because we busy ourselves thinking what the enemy will do, what the enemy will do again, what the enemy is already doing. Now it's no longer time to consider the enemy. Leave the enemy to itself. For you, what God is saying is the siege is over. Please look at your neighbor and say, God is saying to you, neighbor, that your siege is over. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, God is saying to you that your siege is over. If God is saying to you, if God is saying to me, then we must act in line. We must act in line. The prodigal son, once he realized that the siege was over, he stood up. He said, I will arise and go back home. And indeed, he did not just say, he stood up and went. In the time of Jehoshaphat, once God said, the battle is not yours, I'm going on the battle, go tomorrow. They didn't mind whether the enemy was still on the other side or not. He stood up and went to the battlefront, even though they did not know how God would finish the matter. Their own was to act, and they acted. The same thing, those four men in Samaria, they went. How God will do the rest is not their business. All they knew, it was time to go, they rose and they went. So you will arise too, in the name of Jesus. The boldness and the courage to arise, God will give you. You must arise, you must go. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me courage, give me boldness to act on what you have said, and that what you will be saying during this Congress, so that what you have said, what you say, it will not just come to one ear and pass to the other. I will not just say amen and end it here on the campground. I will not just say praise the Lord, I am blessed. I will act upon it. The courage and the boldness to have, Father, give to me. Say with me again, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive courage, I receive boldness to act on what you have said and all that you be saying to me during these problems. Go ahead and pray now. I say, Lord, I receive courage. I receive boldness. The world could not fall to the ground this time around. I will act. I will act. On my own, I don't have what it takes to act. That's why I'm asking for courage. I'm asking for boldness, so that I will rise to what you're saying. I will rise to what you're saying in the mighty name of Jesus. I will rise to what you're saying in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Yes, go ahead and pray for courage, for boldness, to act and do what God will be telling you to do, so that truly, 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 you will enjoy what God has said, that the siege is over. Mind you, God did not say the siege will be over. No, he said the siege is over. So if the siege is over already, then it's your turn now to act on what God has said. Pray for your neighbor, that everyone around you, everyone around you, and everyone who will participate in this Congress will have the courage and the boldness to rise. They will have the courage and the boldness to rise. To rise to what God is saying. To rise to what God will be saying. So we all can enjoy the mercy of God. We can enjoy the grace of God. Just so that indeed we will experience the siege being over. The siege being over. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, another strategic thing we discover from those three examples is that if you will be able to strategically key into what God is saying about the siege being over, then you must celebrate the grace, the mercy, and the favor of God in sacking the siege. God is sacking the siege, but then you must appreciate what God is doing. So you don't wait until the end of it before you celebrate. And that was the key God gave them in Judah. You want me to finish this battle for you? Now, he said that I'm taking over the battle. But yet they are there to see him do it. And what did he ask them to do? Go forth, sing the praise of God, celebrate God ahead. And if you read 2 Chronicles carefully, you will discover that it was the moment they began to celebrate that God set ambushment to sack the enemy. So you too want to give to what God has said, then you must celebrate. So you don't have to wait until the end before you celebrate. The way to kick into it is to begin to celebrate even from this moment. So let's rise up and begin to celebrate God. Let's rise up. Say, Father, give me attitude of gratitude to celebrate you and what you have said even before it comes to pass. That's the prayer now. Give me an attitude of gratitude. If I were you, even as I'm praying now, I will pray this next prayer, dancing, celebrating my victory, celebrating the fact that for me, the siege is truly, truly over. Sing your own song. Dance your own dance. Let God know that you believe me even before you will experience it. You believe me even from this beginning point of the conference that indeed the siege is over. You must celebrate God. You must celebrate God. It's very, very strategic to celebrate God. It's very, very important and very, very strategic to celebrate God for what God says he has done. You don't have to wait until you see it happens. No, just go ahead. Dance, sing, rejoice, because it is in your dancing, in your rejoicing, that you will sing. Now, the fact that you dance and celebrate now does not mean you will still not celebrate at the end. I'm sure you remember that the story of the prodigal son ended up with a feast of celebration. So celebrating God is very, very strategic when it comes to the sacking of any siege in any life. So go ahead and appreciate God. Trust me, you cannot dance for your neighbor, you can dance for yourself. So let everyone dance for themselves. Let everyone celebrate God for themselves. Let everyone sing a new song. Just let God know that even up front, you are grateful because the siege is over. Thank you, mighty Father. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate you because indeed the siege is over. Just let our hearts be filled with attitude of gratitude. Let our body, let our mind, let our spiritual and body just celebrate you while we wait to see the perfection of what you have done. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Now, one more thing along that line, and then we begin to round up. If you will strategically kick into what God has done in sacking your siege, you must be willing to share the good news with other people. You must be willing to tell people. When you read the story of the four lepers, they say, we do ourselves no good if we do not go back and tell people what God has done for us. When you read the story of Jehoshaphat and Judah carefully, they went back to Jerusalem and shared the news of what God has done. Your testimony is important to your retaining the victory that comes after God has sacked any siege in your life. That's important for you to move forward. So we're going to pray this prayer. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, make me a witness of the good news of what you're doing in my life more than ever before. During this Congress, make me a witness. After this Congress, make me a better witness in the mighty name of Jesus. My mouth will not be quiet. My mouth will not be quiet. My mouth will not be quiet. It's one American songwriter who sang in one of his contemporary songs. He said, I will not be silent. I will be always watching.
You.
over. As we round up, let you to lift up your voice. That going forward, God will multiply your efforts to demonstrate that indeed the siege is over. If you notice all the three examples we're looking, God went ahead of the people to do what has to be done so that people did not have to struggle anymore to enjoy their victory. I prophesy to you that from now on, you will enjoy the victory God has given to you without struggle. The final prayer, therefore, is a Father, go ahead of me. Multiply the effort of every one of my efforts so that from this Congress, our life will show God greater results from now on in the name of Jesus. Father, multiply my effort. Multiply the effort of everyone who is a part of this Congress just so that way forward will see that indeed God has been with us and indeed he has sucked a seed over our life. Shall we go ahead and pray? Oh, go ahead, Lord. Multiply the efforts of everyone, Lord, from this time forward, so that without struggle, without effort, Lord, we will enjoy victory. There will be preaching, there will be demonstration, there will be evidence that indeed we have sucked this seed. Everyone will know when they see us that truly, the seed is over. For everyone all over the world who will participate in this Congress, from now on, from the time this Congress is over, as Lord God has shown will be over, they will multiply their leading to efforts, and in multiplying their efforts, they will demonstrate that they think that the seed is over. Let's go ahead and appreciate God for answer to our prayers. Let's give him thanks. 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 Let's appreciate him because of what he will do. Let's thank him because strategically you will key into what God has said. I will key into what God has said. Your neighbor will key into what God has said. This is not going to be just another conference. This is going to be the conference of the siege is over in the name of Jesus. Let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Thank you, mighty Father. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ we have prayed. I pray for you that at every occasion, every moment, every event, every program of this Congress, God will show himself mighty on your behalf. I pray that what God has said about the siege being over will be true in your life. I pray for you that everyone who knows you, even day by day, as the progress and Congress progresses, they will see that indeed the sin is over. Beyond this time, it will be evident that truly, truly, you have obtained mercy, you have found grace, you have enjoyed favor, and the siege truly, truly is over for you. If you are the one I'm praying for, and I hear a very big amen from you, your amen will be louder than what you have just done now. If your own amen becomes the loudest and longest, then your own miracle will be the first to come. Shout hallelujah!